And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Worship Factory right here at KKLA. And we have a very special guest, actually. He's joining us
via
Miami.
Her.
A big Obama fan back there, as far as
uh-oh.
That goes.
What? Well, don't start it.
We haven't even introduced her yet, and she's going to start speaking up.
Victoria Jackson from SNL. A lot of people know her from, obviously, Saturday Night Live. Many, many, many years. Unbelievable actress, voice talent, you name it. Also back to the Carson days, a couple of years also on the Carson show. What incredible talent, Victoria. I love your work. Have loved your work, and I love your political stance too, by the way. Go Tea
Welcome,
Party.
Welcome, Victoria.
What?
What? So what?
Thank you. I'm so happy what you're doing. I love that you're, you know, putting Christians in LA, and we need more Christians in Hollywood.
Amen.
That's true.
Be that salt and light. And I just have to say kudos to you for always standing strong and being firm and being that salt and that light in this dark, dark industry. And I just want to applaud you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? About 2007, I moved back to LA, and I kept telling my husband, because one of my daughters got married, my nest was almost empty, and we decided to be bicoastal, and maybe I was going to look to see if I could get my career going again. But my husband's like, Vicki, nobody in Hollywood wants a 50-year-old. And I was like, I said, I know.
Thanks a lot.
I'm fully aware of that. I'm like 20, 30 pounds overweight. I said, but I have this calling, and I don't really know if it's for show business. Maybe it's about the mission field in Hollywood, because
Amen.
I love the people in Hollywood. I love them all creative. They inspire me. When I live in L.A., I write songs every day. I'm like, I
didn't know that. Wow. You're a songwriter?
No, so anyway, I said to my husband, I go, it might not be show business that is the strong calling I feel from God. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And so I moved there, and I had no idea I would get involved in politics. That was the last thing on my mind.
Well, tell us about this show this Politichicks. Tell us more about that.
Okay. Well, but see, what happened was I was trying to find out how I could get an agent and start over, and I met some people who were conservative, and it's, you know, you have to keep it on the down low if you're a conservative in Hollywood.
I know, right?
Yeah, huh?
So wow. They were having these lunches, and they were, a friend of mine said, hey, Vic, he goes, if you want to network, you should go to that conservative group. Well, I started a radio show 2 months ago, and I tried to do it live, and that was very stressful. So I'm thinking maybe to go to pre-tape, I don't know. One time, my guest didn't show up, and I had to talk for the whole hour by myself.
How was that?
It was hard. I thought I could talk 24 hours a day, but when there's no one else to bounce off of, it's kind of hard.
So what's the whole point of, what's the Victoria Jackson show? What do you do on your show?
Oh, on the radio?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to inform and educate Christians in politics